This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith, reporting from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. The Global Innovation Symposium brought in Latin American buyers to show them new uses for U.S. red meat. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation brought 27 importers and users of U.S. red meat from across Latin America and the Caribbean to Colorado State University for a global innovation symposium, made possible through support from the National Corn Growers Association. USMEF Manager of Technical Programs Paige Parker said the event provided hands-on work in innovative technologies and techniques.
The Global Innovation Symposium, really innovation is the key there. So we want these individuals to be able to go back to their markets and use innovative technologies such as sous vide, how to cook things differently, different grinding practices, all of the above, and really go back to their market and use it in an innovative way to use U.S. products in a different way, or maybe expand on what they're already doing and increase their market share in different products that they can potentially use in their own operations.
Dr. David Velasco, Director of Food Science Innovation at Colorado Premium Foods, a USMEF member company, offered a deep dive into sous vide and the benefits these cooking techniques offer customers in ease of preparation, product quality, and food safety.
How it works is we put meat under vacuum with more ingredients if you need, and then we put it in a water bath. The water bath holds a specific temperature, so you can leave it as long as you like for the exact temperature that you need to achieve the quality aspects that you desire. And then that way you can ship that product already cooked and sealed, so it's not compromised. You can just ship it and the person that receives it only has to heat it up to their standards and serve it without doing the actual cooking themselves.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.